there is a lot of concern about aerosolization. Now, the WHO has put out some facts that indicate aerosolization of the virus. So distinguishing between respiratory and droplet infection, which we all know it is, just like any other virus, and aerosolization, there are a few procedures that can cause aerosolization. So for instance, intubation in an ICU setting can cause the virus to become airborne. Aerosolization is almost like airborne. So healthcare workers at the front line are being required to wear the necessary protection when they're doing sampling, when they're doing invasive procedures, because in those few cases, you will have aerosolization of the virus. In other cases, the virus is predominantly respiratory infection, that is in the general population. So WHO has not made the declaration that it's aerosolized in any way. We have said 3 hours within an ICU setting or in an area where we are doing invasive procedures, it can remain in the air. However, just a note, if you are in a confined space, for example, an elevator or thereof, and somebody is ill in that space and sneezes or coughs, the droplets can remain airborne for a short period of time in a confined space. So that is why, more so, anybody who is ill, we should not be in confined spaces. We should be at home.